Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha, welcome to Talking Pictures. So happy to be here today. It is a review again of a film on Amazon Prime. We don't have the filmmaker, and so this is a review. And we are so thankful. I think I've lost count. I think we've had at least 50 or more films that are on Amazon Prime. And a lot of the times we got them before, and occasionally we got them right after. Well, obviously, what else is there besides before and after? Sorry, sometimes I catch myself saying stuff. I want to send out a thank you to Kim for sending this film. This was very interesting, unique. The first thing that comes to my mind is it's like a Godard film. I always feel that I owe the audience to tell them that it's different, and not different bad, not different why did I watch it, but as film watchers, we have such expectations. Mainstream audience, this is an art house film. We want A to B to C to D to explosion to F to explosion to the Hulk comes around the corner. This is completely different. This had actually very incredibly unique editing techniques. It took the dissolve and just played with it, which a lot of filmmakers don't like the dissolve. A lot of films don't use the dissolve properly. This also is a filmmaker who actually specializes in neurology. And, or actually he's a physician specializing in neurology. He's based in California. He came here to the United States from Syria after completing three specialties at the Medical College of Ohio, UC San Diego. And he has a focus on headaches and memory. And it's interesting because love can be a headache, and love is made up of memories. So wherever you're at, whoever you are, you can flip-flop whether it's a memory then a headache or a headache then a memory. But if it's a memory, it's probably a headache. So I wasn't trying to be inventive or poetic there. His creative work has been limited to short stories, playing guitar in medical school. I don't want to get into personal information. He animated his first video podcast. And now it remains at the top of the charts on iTunes. It's a children's story and joyful podcast. I just want to stick with the movie here. Sometimes you can talk about the filmmaker, you can talk about the cast, you can go to the cinematography, which was great. This was shot on an iPhone 7. I can't believe that, believe it or not. When I was in Hawaii 12, 13 years ago, we were sitting on the beach with a BlackBerry, with the first iPhone, and my friend was just taking too much video, and my friend said, God, I wish we could have a whole story to shoot on an iPhone. 2 years later, it was the big thing. Everybody was going to Sundance for it, so I believe if you put an idea out in the universe, someone ends up finding it. So, not saying I created it or did anything, but there were people who wanted to do computers before Steve Jobs. So this was a great film. I don't want to say the best part of the film because there's never a best part of a film. If you like music, you're going to love the soundtrack. If you like editing, you're going to be watching the pacing. This was something that I don't want to say experimental because then people think funky, film school dropout, punk rocker, doesn't know what he's doing, has no sense of story. There was experimental techniques, and again, this is available on Amazon Prime. I suggest you check it out, throw it on your watch list. It is $1.99, but it's worth it to see these kind of explorations. And pardon my language, but it was kind of a mind F, because you did kind of see some of the things in love that mess with your head. So I sometimes occasionally like to not let the press kit give me any bias. I saw a great film in San Diego where I had read the synopsis, and so I knew it was going to happen in the film. So the film lost half of its punch, and it had such a punch that I just could not stand. I read the ETK. So it's not being a lazy host. It's just sometimes I don't even want to know one thing about the film other than the title, log line. That's it for me. Songs performed by Deanna Dolores, On the Street Where You Live, The Very Thought of You, When Lights Are Low, My Funny Valentine, and Over the Rainbow. So obviously this director had a sense of some songs from old films, had a respect for cinema of the past, and yeah, it was just a nice delight. I'm not taking anything away from the film, but I owe the audience to know that it will take you a couple of moments to adjust. But that's any horror film. That's any film that you haven't seen before or you're not used to, whether it's structure, story, not your cup of tea, and then you walk out loving it. But I really want to give this one a big, a solid A for going out and doing its thing and for keeping me with the uniqueness to it. I mean, it's funny that I'm kind of being speechless here because I'm a person with brain issues and memory issues. So seeing that this was made by a neurologist who specializes in memory, it's almost funny and ironic that the review sounds jumbled. And I apologize, Kim, and to the filmmaker when you hear this. But with that, great film. Please, everyone, check it out. Silent Love Stories on Amazon Prime. Again, Kim, thank you. And thank you to, this sounds bad. I don't want to pronounce your name wrong. I'm not being racist. Thank you for making a great film. And also thank you for what you do in the world of neurology, because I'm someone who has those issues. And so I'm thankful for everyone that helps. Take care, everyone. That's going to do it for a short, mini, late night episode of Talking Pictures. You guys have a great day. And again, check out Silent Love Stories on Amazon Prime.